Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Meseches Tainus. It is the 717th daf in Shas. Our daf is a very important daf. It is the daf of many halachos of both the 9 days, the 3 weeks, as well as the halachos of Tisha B'Av itself. The beginning of the daf is going to discuss different opinions about when the prohibition to take haircuts and launder exactly begins, when it concludes in Av, and then our daf is going to discuss the halachos of the Suda Mafsekes, and finally the Isurei Tisha B'Av itself. That will all be on Amud Aleph, and in Amud Beis, the Gemara will give us issues in regards to customs of Isur Melacha on Tisha B'Av, and finally our daf will conclude on an upbeat note discussing Tu Ba'av. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up, in order to really get the thrust of a very important topic, and this is nominated for the halacha from the daily daf as well, we're going to pick up 7 lines from the bottom on Chof Tes on the base. We're in the middle of a brisa that has a three-way machlok between Mei Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon Gamliel about the prohibitions prior to Tisha B'Av, what we generally refer to colloquially as the 9 days. Says the Gemara, Va'aser l'saper u'lekaves mirosh chodesh v'ad tainus. It's prohibited to take a haircut and launder already from Rosh Chodesh Av until the fast itself. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Aimer kol ha'chodesh kulei aser. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees and says the entire month of Av was aser. The most stringent opinion over here. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Aimer ein aser alois Shabbos b'vad. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is the more lenient than Rebbe Meir, because he says not from Rosh Chodesh Av, but rather only what we refer to as Shvuah Shechalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in. V'tanya Yidach, we learned in a brisa, V'noeg Avel Mirosh Chodesh V'atainis Divrei Rebbe Meir, that one has Avelos from Rosh Chodesh until the time is according to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Aimer, Kol HaChodesh Kulei Aser. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Eina Aser Ela Oiser Shabbos Bilvad. So here the brisa used the expression of Nihuge Avelos in contrast to the Isser L'Saper U'L'Chaves, but in both instances, the Zmanim are the same. Amar Rabbi Yochanan U'Shloshtem Mikra Echa Darshu. Rabbi Yochanan explained that this three-way machlokis started from how to read one pasuk. The pasuk in Hosea says that unfortunately at the time of the Golos V'Hishpati Kol Misosa, all joy will stop. Chaga Chodsha V'Shabbat V'Chol Moada. All the holidays, all of the celebrating of Rosh Chodesh, as well as Shabbos. Man Amar Rosh Chodesh V'ad Tainis, the one who says that you start from Rosh Chodesh till Tainis, that is Rabbi Meir Mechaga. He emphasizes the word Chag. The word Chag refers to a Chodesh, Rashi explains. Earlier on Chav Tesam and Alf, the Gemara said that the entire period of Av is referred to in Eicha is Kora Olai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. So the expression Chag over here is referring to Rosh Chodesh. So it goes from Rosh Chodesh until through Tisha B'Av. Man Amar Kol HaChodesh Kulai, but the Man Amar who holds the entire month, Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that Sasser, Mechadsha, he emphasizes the word Mechadsha. Man Amar Kol HaShabbos Kulai Asser Mishabbatah. And the one who says the entire Shabbos is Asser, he darshens the Pasuk Mishabbatah. Amar Rava Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rava says that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the Isra is Shvuah Shechalboi. Va'amar Rava Halacha Rabbi Meir. And Rava also, though, had said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir. That's the 9 days. V'tarvayu Lekula. And both opinions of Rava are Lekula. Now, at first glance, that's hard to imagine. Isn't Rabbi Meir more Lechumra because Rabbi Meir starts already from Rosh Chodesh? And the Gemara explains what it means in the Tzrichasa. Utzricha, diyashmi aloch k'Rabbi Meir. If we had just said that aloch, it's like Rabbi Meir. Hava mina fil meir Rosh Chodesh. I would have thought that you start from Rosh Chodesh. Kamash malon aloch k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. You don't start from Rosh Chodesh, only from Sunday of Shavuot Shechalbo. So for example, this year, Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday. So in such a case, the Shavuot Shechalbo, a Sunday, is going to be Aser, but not beforehand, not from the week before,
of Rosh Chodesh. V'yashminin halakha Reb Shimon Gamliel. And if we'd have said the halakha follows Reb Shimon Gamliel, hava mina afilu la'acharav, I would have thought that we follow Reb Shimon Gamliel afterwards, that the entire week is going to be asur, even after Tisha B'Av. Kamash halakha Rabbi Meir, that we follow Rabbi Meir Lekula as well, which means that it stops with Tisha B'Av. Hence, Rabosai, la halacha, the position of the mechaber, makes a lot more sense. It's well known that Svardim are not as machmir for the avelus of the 9 days, but rather hold with Shua Shechalbo. So the Rishonim already point out it's a Gemara Mefureshes. In fact, I will try to attach for the halacha from the Daily Daf a large discussion about this and the lessons and implications for this discussion of the position of the Ramah versus the position of the Chaber, whether the Isser of Kibbutz and the Saper begins during Shavuot Shechalbo, begins during the 9 days, or begins with the 3 weeks. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. Erev Tisha B'Av Layochal Adam Shnei Tavshin. The Suda Mavsekes is not supposed to be a large meal. The Mishnah taught us only one item should be eaten. Amrav Yehuda Loi Shanu Al Mishei Shos Lamalo. This prohibition is only from 6 hours into the day of Erev Tisha B'Av. Avol Mishei Shos Lamata Mutter. But if it's before the half day, then it's going to be mutter. Va'am Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda qualifies the way we're familiar with it. Lo yishana l'besuda amafsikba. Only the suda that signifies when one is going to stop eating and begin the fast. Al-besuda v'sheinu mafsikba mutter. V'tarvayu l'kula, and both of these are lenient opinions. We've noticed again, a second time in our Amud, that we follow a combination of lenient opinions. We have a rule, I think I heard this from Rav Schechter, that we have a rule, Hilchasa Kamekel Ba'ava Afilu Batarti Disasri. So above, there even was a Tarti Disasri that we follow Shavuot Shechalbo only up until Tisha B'Av and not afterwards. And over here, it could very well be that we're again following this rule. So I would have thought, says the Gemara, Diash Mi'ina Bisuda Masak Ba'avamina Fil Mishay Shoslamat, I would have thought within the first half of the day as well, if that's the last meal you're eating. Kamashma Mashesh Oslamal. So Chidush is that if it's the last meal you're eating, but if it's before half day, so then in such a case, you would not have the requirement of only eating one thing. And the Ashmin Mashesh Oslamal, and if we would have said only that the halacha applies from 6 hours and up, but we hadn't mentioned Suda Mafsikba, Ahavamina Filuba Suda Shei Mafsikba, that any type of meal already from 6 hours and on into the day, you can't have two things. Kamashma and Basuda Ha Mafsikba, period. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra. We learned a brice that supported the original tradition, the first tradition, and we learned a brice that supported the second tradition. Tanya Kalishna Basra. We had a tradition that said the following: Hasoyed Erev Tisha B'Av im asud l'sod suda acheres mutalach basra v'shus yain. If he's planning to have another meal, so then you're allowed to have meat and wine. Vim lav asud lecho basra v'lishdos yain. But if not, you're not allowed to have meat and wine. Sounds like the last meal, whatever time it is, automatically you're not allowed to have meat and wine. V'tanya Kalishna Kama, and then we had a brice that seems to support the first lashon. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yechol adam shnei tavshilin. Erev Tisha B'Av, you should not have two items to eat, only one. Lo yechol basav al yishta yayin. You shouldn't eat meat or drink wine. Reb Shimon Gamliel armer yishan. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that you should change your normal eating. In other words, show that this meal is a different type of meal. Amar Reb Yehuda ketzem yishan. What is an example of that? Ima yirag alechol shnei tavshilin yechol minach echad. If they normally eat during the meal two different types of foods, eat one. If you normally invite 10 people for your meal, only invite 5. If you normally drink 10 cups, wow, that's a lot of wine, then drink 5. So the second brisa seems to say that you change your habits only from the second half of the day. Again, we paskin l'kula in both directions, as signified by the Ein Mishpat. Could very well be, again, Hilchasa Kamekel Ba'avel Afilu B'Tarti Disasri. Tanya Yidach, we learned another brisa. Erev Tisha B'Av Lo Yachal Adam Shnei Tavshilin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two food items. Lo yochol basav lo yishno yayin divrei Rebbe Meir. That's the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Chamarim, you shan, you change. Umemayit b'basav yayin, and you just have less than what you normally had. Keitza memayit. Ima yiragi lecha litra basar. If he normally has a liter of meat, yochol chatzi litra. Ha yiragi lishtos lug yayin, yishte chatzi lug yayin. Half of what he normally has. V'mein ragel kol ikar, and if he normally doesn't have wine and meat, then asr. Shim gam lilam ha yiragi lecha tznon. If he normally has a radish or something salty after his meal, so then he's allowed to continue having that. Mark continues on the first wide line. Tanya Yida Koshum Yishum Tishabov Asa Lechol Basav Asa Lishtos Yain Vasar Lirchots. The Su'uda that's because of Tishabov, which Rashi explains means a Su'uda Masekes, the halach is that's prohibited to eat wine and drink, eat meat, excuse me, and drink wine, and it's prohibited to bathe. Kol she'ena mishum tishabav, anything that is not due tish tishabav, mutar lechol basar lishtos yayin v'asar lirchots. Presumably, when it says asar lirchots, it means that one is not allowed to take a shower and bathe after the meal. There is actually a big machlokes rishonim, whether the appropriate girsa should be mutar or asar in the upcoming teaching of Rabbi Yishmael. Let's take a look at that. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, Amir Mishum Aviv, Kol Shosh Mutar Lechol Basar, anytime that's permissible to eat meat, Rashi takes out the word basar. So, Kol Shosh Mutar Lechol, Mutar Lechatz. Anytime it's mutar to eat, you're allowed to wash. That's the girsa that we have in front of us in our Gemara, and that's how Rov Rishonim have, which then would be in disagreement with the above opinions, that say that with the Su'uda HaMafsekes, one is not allowed to wash. The Rush quotes a big machlokis of how to read this line, though, of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. The simple reading is like the opinion of the Ramban, that as long as it's permissible to eat and the fast has not begun, for example, if you want to have a drink of water after Su'uda HaMafsekes and you didn't accept the fast, so then in such a case you're allowed to. So then in such a case you're allowed to wash as well. That's how the Ramban understands. However, according to the Ravid, the moment one eats a Su'uda HaMafsekes, so then in such a case Rechitz is going to be Asr. And according to the Ravid, what it means is Kol Shoshim Mutar Lechol, anytime that it's permissible to eat, in other words, eat a full meal, or for that matter, he might have the girsa of basar, so then in such a case, it's permissible to wash. But after the su'uda mafsekes, then it's going to be prohibited to wash. According to Ravid, it could very well be, it would be kol shoshim mutar lechol basar as the appropriate girsa, not the girsa that I mentioned from the Gra and the more dominant girsa. The Brisker Rav explains that the machlokes harishonim over here, which revolves around the girsa, will revolve around whether the su'uda mafsekes is a form of accepting nihuge avelus. It could very well be that already with the su'uda mafsekes, there's some level of acceptance of avelus. The Gemara continues three lines into why. Tana Rabban, kol mitzvah neheges be'avel, neheges b'tishavav. Just like Avel has certain things that he's prohibited to do, so too, those halachas apply to Tisha B'Av. What are they? Also, b'achilu b'shtia, the Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to eat and drink. Now, of course, this is quite stark. The Braisa really does not make sense, because an Avel does not have a prohibition to eat and drink. The rest of the things would make sense. Rashi is already bothered by this question, and he says, the reason why we use the expression of kol mitzvahs hanohagos b'avel nagos b'tishabav is for the majority of things applied by an avel as well. Even though, of course, eating and drinking is only by tishabav, not by an avel. Ubesicho b'nilas hasandal, anointing oneself, wearing shoes, ubetashrish hamita, and marital relations. V'asur likreis b'teir b'nevim ubiksuvim. And one is not allowed to read from the Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. V'lishnos b'mishnah, b'talmud, ubemidrish, ubalachus v'agados. Or learn mishnah, Talmud, Gemara, Medrashim, Halachos, as well as Agadita. Avol kairu b'makom shein ragelishnas. But ein ragelikras. He's allowed to read from those things that he's not familiar with. Rashi says that if it's the first time you're learning it, it's not as enjoyable. You see that the appropriate perspective is that Chazar is really the most enjoyable form of limud. V'shane b'makom she'en ragelishnas, and he's allowed to learn Mishnayos what he's not used to. V'kar b'kinos, he could read kinos b'iov u'b'dvar ma'ra'im she'b'yirmiya, as well as the bad nevuos of Yirmiyah. V'tinokin shel beis rabban b'teilim, and according to some, the girsa is that tinokin shel beis rabban
are batel, they don't go to school. Shenemar, Mishum Shenemar, the reason the prohibition of Talmud Torah is Bikudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He can't even learn the things he normally does not learn. What can he do? And the Tinokah Shel Beis Rabban don't go to school. Now, many point out that if there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, then probably the appropriate Girsa and the Tanakama, the Grum makes this point, is that Tanakama holds that Tinokah Shel Beis Rabban are not Batel, while Rabbi Yehuda says they're Batel. And of course, it's well known in the old city, particularly in the Zilberman Cheder, there's only two times a year that the boys are off. They have school every day of the year, except for Tisha B'Av, if I'm not mistaken, Yom HaKippurim as well. V'tinokah shel beis rabban b'tein lebo, mishum shenemar, pikudei Hashem yisharim misamchei leif. Torah is something that's the ultimate enjoyment, and on Tisha B'Av one should not be indulging in those enjoyments. The Gemara continues four lines from the bottom. Lo yochol basav lo yishte yayin, so the mamsekes, meat and wine are not imbibed. Tana avel ochel hu basar miliach v'shos yayin megiso. An avel is allowed to eat meat and drink appropriately diluted wine. Basar miliach ad kama. How much meat is he allowed to eat? Amar Rav Chinina bar Kahana mishmei d'Shmuel kol zman shehu kishlamim. He's allowed to eat the amount of meat that hasn't been salted like a shlamim. That's an interesting expression. A shlamim is eaten for 2 days and a night. So since a shlamim connotates that period of time, it's already been salted for 2 days and a night, so then in such a case, he can't eat it. Excuse me, the other way around. If the meat has been sitting in salt for such a long time, these 2 days and a night, then in such a case, the taste of the meat is lost, and then in such a case, it will be permissible for the avel to partake in that meat. Similarly, wine that is diluted is not the same type of wine. So the heter over here is the following. Really, meat stam is going to be prohibited. However, if it's so salty, then in such a case, it lost its tam of basar. There was a moment in which we had mixed it up and seemed to indicate that basar meliach is going to be a finer type of meat, and the opposite is so. So basar meliach is the only thing that's going to be permissible if it's been soaking for the amount of time of 2 days and night. V'gayim megiso, and wine that has been sitting in the gas, that's still been sitting in the press, and it hasn't really deeply fermented and had the deep wine taste, so then in such a case, then it's also not considered wine. Ad kama kol zman shehu toseis, the amount of time that it is literally hot, and that it bubbles up. So that is a wine that is still not considered entirely fermented, and therefore the avel, according to this opinion, and the brisa is allowed to partake in such a wine. So an avel is only allowed to eat meat that already has lost part of its taste because it's been sitting in salt for such a long time, as well as wine that hasn't entirely fermented. Gemara teaches other halachos in regards to yayin toseis that indicate that it's not considered entirely full-fledged wine when it's still bubbling. Tana, yayin toseis ein bo mishum gilui. If it's still bubbling and it's not entirely fermented, there's no prohibition of gilui. Gilui means that one is not allowed to drink wine that has been left out overnight because of the fear that a snake put its venom inside. Rashi explains on the last line that it's not likely for a snake to drink from the wine if it still has the heat of the pressure from the gas, the gat, the press, that was used to make the wine. And Kamati says so. How long does this pressure and heat remain? Gimel Yom, 3 days. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Kachay min hagash Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. This is how Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi acted on Erev Tisha B'Av. Mevin lo pascha reva b'melach. They would bring him a piece of coarse bread in salt. V'yoshev. And he would sit bein tanur l'kirayim between the oven and the other place that food was heated up. Rashi says that is the most disgusting place in the house because there's a lot of soot there and so on. And he would eat as well as drink just water. And it appeared as if
a dead relative was sitting in front of him, in other words, that he was in mourning. Tanan Hassan, we learned over there in Meseches Psachim, Machum Shinogu Las Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Eisen, in a place that they have the custom to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, one does it. Machum Shinogu Shelo Lasos Einosin, but the place that they don't have the custom to do Malacha, so then in such a case, one is not supposed to do Malacha, following the custom of that place. Udechol Machum Talmidei Chacham B'Tehlim. And in every place, the custom of Talmid Chacham was not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Rishim Gamliel Omer, Lo'olim Yasa Kol Adam Atzmai K'Talmid Chacham. Everybody should act as if they are a Talmid Chacham, turn themselves into a Talmid Chacham, and should not do work on Tisha B'Av. Over here, we're talking not the 39 malachos, but we're talking about a malacha of earning a living, or for that matter, extenuating work. Excuse me, I meant to say extensive. Extensive work that takes a period of time. Being here in Eretz Yisrael, my English is getting a little bit rusty. Extensive work. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar La'olam Yasa Kol Adam Atzmo Talmid Chacham. Tanya Nami Hachar. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar La'olam Yasa Adam Atzmo Talmid Chacham Kedei Sheyisane. In order that he should be in pain. In other words, he shouldn't be enjoying the day. If he feels like he's making a living, he's making a good buck, so then in such a case, then he will enjoy the day, and the point is to be in a state of inui. Here there are two explanations of the achronim for what it means that he should be in inui. The Gruss says that in order that he shouldn't forget about the significance of the fast day, while the Gvura Sari says, no, there's an inyan to be in pain on Tisha B'Av. Tanya Yidach, we learned in another Bais Rishim, Tisha B'Av. Someone who eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, it's as severe as eating and drinking on Yom Kippurim. Ki lo eichel v'shoyis v'yom Kippurim. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol o'isam malacha b'Tisha B'Av, ein ara asim in bracha la'ola. Whoever does malacha on Tisha B'Av will not see a sign of blessing from his work forever. V'chacham ayim, Kol o'isam malacha b'Tisha B'Av, ein mesabla Yerushalayim. Even something worse. If you do malacha and you're not mourning appropriately on Yerushalayim, he will not be zochet to see the joy of Yerushalayim. Shenemar simchos Yerushalayim v'gilu ba kolo aver sisu osam esos kolo mesablim aleo. Those who mourn will ultimately, the pasuk in Yishayahu says, see the joy of Yerushalayim. Kan amru kolo mesabal Yerushalayim zoche v'roye b'simchasa. Whoever mourns appropriately in Yerushalayim will see its joy. Shenem mesabal Yerushalayim ein roye b'simchasa. Someone does not mourn Yerushalayim appropriately will not be zocha to see the joy of Yerushalayim. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn the Braisa, Kol Ochal Basar Rishos Yayim B'Tisha B'Av, Olav HaKosav Oimer, Vatihi Avonasam Alatzmoisam, and their sins were on their bones. In other words, the sin of eating will be on their bones, and the Pasuk describes not good things about a person who has it on his bones, that the sin will remain for them a long period of time, even after they die, not when there is breath going through their body, but even afterwards, as long as their bones are around, which connotates an extended period of time of mourning and avelus. Because tomorrow's daf, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, is a very short one, the Masechta ends in the beginning of Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, we will leave the rest of Lamed Amid Beis for Bezer Hashem tomorrow, and they hope to post a halacha from the daily daf about the topic of Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks. I would like to add that if Chas v'Chalila we will not merit to celebrate Tisha B'Av, that we won't be Zochev Aro B'Simchasa this 9th of Av, I am planning, if Chas v'Chalila that is not so, that I will be in Queens in Tisha B'Av. And last year, we did Kenos with the Talmidim there, being Shoef for Binyan Beis Hamikdash and the Kibbutz Golios. If you're interested in finding out more details about doing Kinos together and experiencing a little bit of Tisha B'Av together, you could email me at chaimeisenstein@gmail.com. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed in Maseches Tainis, and I'm looking forward to one day being Mesameach on Tisha B'Av together.